This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Studemonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury, supported by the Ministry of Education.
This week, we have the Abacus Radio Show with students from the Abacus Institute of Studies.
But there is nothing I can do. I don't know. Why does love do this to me? I don't know. I don't know.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Su Pham, again from Vietnam. Today, I'm going to introduce and talk with you about my feelings in spring in New Zealand, because this is the first, the second time that I have been, gone through spring feeling and living in spring season in New Zealand. So I will give you and bring you the beautiful picture of spring in New Zealand today then. So the first thing is, we all want to know, when is the spring season come to New Zealand, in New Zealand and in Christchurch specifically? So normally it will be from September to November. And some people talk to me that when you see the first blooming of daffodils, it will be the obvious signal of the upcoming spring. But I think sometimes it's not always true, because it's actually dependent on the temperature of the season. Sometimes it can be too cold and the flowers cannot be bloomed. So it's actually depend on the temperature. But obviously, and mostly, most of the time, when you see the daffodils blooming, the flowers blooming, so you will know that the spring is start coming. And how about the temperature in spring in New Zealand and in Christchurch specifically? So normally it will be around 10 to 20 degrees Celsius, and I find it's pretty cool to me, actually. But however, it's still warmer than in winter. So let's talk about the effect of the spring, how the spring bring the affection and all the effect to the human life in spring season. So not different to the winter time and opposite to the winter time. In the springtime, it tends to be warmer. Like what I said before, in the winter, it can be -0, below the zero, and it's really cold. But it is warmer in spring than in winter, like 10 or 20 Celsius, like what I say. So people can get outside and enjoy and enroll in the outdoor activities more, most of the time. And also, the weather is changing from cold weather to hot summer. So it's really variable and unpredictable. Like, for example, in the morning, it can be beautiful day. It can be beautiful sky and with sunshine. But it can be change and it can be rainy. Like I say, immediately in the midday, so it's quite unpredictable, and it also in some area it also come the temperature can also come to below zero at night, so it quite be tricky to know exactly the temperature in a day in spring in the springtime. So just keep yourself warm and bring the the jackets for yourself, with yourself, so that you will not be shocked and will not be surprised because of the changing. And to myself, how I was feeling and how am I feeling as an international student to the springtime here in New Zealand. So let's compare a little bit between the springtime here in New Zealand and back to my hometown in Vietnam, my country, my Vietnam. So the same thing is, we all have the same feeling that the daytime is a bit longer in the nighttime, which the sunset is usually around 6 p.m. And that is the same thing in Vietnam as well. And I love it. I love the sunshine and I love the daytime. So I love it then. But how about the different things? Like in Vietnam, the springtime is ranging from January to March. But here it's starts from September and ends on November. And also the temperature in spring, in the temperature within the springtime in Vietnam, it's a little bit higher, around 20 to 25 degrees Celsius, while here it's a little bit lower, which is 10 to 20. But however, it's still fine to me. And also, I just felt that here it's a little bit dry. It's a little bit drier than in Vietnam, because in Vietnam we are, it's a tropical country, so it's quite humid in the springtime. And due to that, it has a lot of showers, and which the showers are gaining frequency and intensity, specifically the drizzling rains in the springtime. So it's quite dry here, especially in the springtime. So just keep yourself, just apply moisturizing and kind of the things so that we can avoid the dry season. And that is my feeling when I've been here in springtime in New Zealand and specifically in Christchurch. But I haven't been to another cities or another regions in spring. So I would love to have a chance if I can traveling there. So that is the first part of my experiences and my thoughts and my feelings as an international student from Vietnam with the springs here in New Zealand and in Christchurch. So please stay tuned for my next part, and meanwhile we can enjoy the song named How Far I'll Go From Moana.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me, and no one knows how far it goes.
everybody. Welcome back to my broadcast today. So in the first part, I was talking about my experiences and my feelings as an international student from Vietnam with the spring in Netherlands. So in this part, I will talk about what we can do and what we can do to enjoy the springtime here in New Zealand. So first thing, what to wear? Like in the winter time, we need to always keep ourselves warm. So we will need all the jackets, all the sweater, all the long sleeves all the time. But in the springtime, it's a change between winter to summer, from the cold weather to hot summer. So we will not only need long sleeves tops, sweaters or hoodies, but we also need some short clothes like t-shirt or skirts for the hot days sometimes in spring. So as what I know, and to my suggestion, we will need to prepare the long sleeve for the tops, and also the sweater and the hoodies for the windy and rainy day, for the unexpected days. Sometimes it can be cold in the nighttime too, so that is the most important things to bring along with you: the cardigans or the jackets for the nighttime. And also, springtime is the time that we need to prepare the summer clothes in the closet. For example, we can have some t-shirts or skirts so that we can wear it on the hot days in the midday, for example. Prepare for the upcoming summer. That could be lovely to have then. And how about what we can do and what the outdoor activities that we can enjoy the season? As what I know, that springtime is the off season in New Zealand. So that means the flight tickets can be low. The price, it can be low price for the flight tickets. So because the students are still in still school, so it's not the summertime, so they still school, so that is the off season for the tourism. So if you want to travel to around New Zealand or travel to New Zealand, you can take this time as the best choice. So by doing that, we can avoid from the crowds and from the kids as well, with some families that we really want to enjoy the springtime alone by ourselves. So it should be avoid from the crowds. And I think springtime is the best time, the best season in New Zealand, and it's really suitable to travel and to get more experiences here. And about the activities, so let's talk about it then. As what I'm finding about some outdoor activities that we can enroll into and that we can participate in, we can walk or hike in some paths near Christchurch in Christchurch, for example, the Arthur Pass. So it will be really cool on the sunny day, have walking and hiking with your friends. And sometimes the ski fields are still opened, so we can join skiing in the mountain with a good slope. So it could be a great option as well. And how about sightseeing and taking pictures of the beautiful nature here? I found that, like, last week I just came to the to the Hagley Park with my friends, and the cherry blossom is blooming now, and it's so beautiful there. So just simply sightseeing, go sightseeing and taking pictures with your friends of the beautiful nature, flowers, which is blooming now in the city gardens and the city parks. So it's really beautiful. Springtime is the most beautiful season, that flowers blooming that we can see, and we can enjoy the nature here with with so many colors, colorful picture of the nature in the gardens, in the parks, in Christchurch. So let's go and try it. Also, I found that after the cherry blossom is blooming, we can enjoy and taking pictures the canola field in Timaru, which is kind of near here. So it's really beautiful with all the picture of the yellow of the canola field and lupins along the way to Lake Tekapo as well. That is the beautiful nature. And how about another activities? Like at the moment in New Zealand, we are in the Rugby World Cup. So why don't just simply enjoy the atmosphere of Rugby World Cup game with their families and friends at home, or just at some friend's house, so that in the dinner time, in the night time, so that is the best choice of everything as well. About another notice that I would love to suggest you, because in the springtime, that is the festive and sales season, because we will have Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and even New Year on the end of the year. So this is the time that prices are a bit lower than we can expect compared to other seasons, because of the festive and sales season. So if you want to shopping, if you want to buy something, this is the best time to hunt for the low price item that you can really fall in love from the last winter, but the price is too high that now you just can only buy it because it offers the sale price. So how about it then? Just go shopping and hunt for the low price item that you really love. That's it. That is all what I want to share with you about the spring, about my feelings about the springs in New Zealand. So yeah, just come outside and enjoy your springtime. And thanks for listening, and see you too in the next podcast.